Gary, every now and then you come back from a conference or some experience you've had around the country, as you are around the world, as a matter of fact, as you're exercising your skills in IT. And you recently came back raving about a program that's gone on with a name that's very, a brand very familiar with, I think, probably all of us, Coca-Cola.
Of course, all of us. yeah, who doesn't know Coke? And it was a great conference called Collision. It was in New Orleans 2 weeks ago. And I met a lot of people there. There were only 20,000 of my closest friends. Many, many startups and a few venture capitalists. And it was really to help, take these, really cool technologies and get them a little better known in the tech community, mm-hmm. and to, help them, introduce them to the venture capitalists. Well, I saw a number of different presentations, a number of different speeches, and one stuck out. I asked him to come and join us here on the Internet Advisor. And Alan Boehm, for the chief, well, actually, I don't know if you're the chief technology officer anymore or just in charge of the Bridge program. Welcome to the Internet Advisor, Alan.
Oh, thank you. I'm the chief innovation officer for the IT organization.
That's
Coca-Cola globally.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay.
He's chief. It sounds like, by the way, from what you described of trying to put innovators, startups, in touch with major corporations, Alan, your program, The Bridge, that's the heart and soul of it.
It is. This is about connecting startups that have fresh new ideas with a large corporation like Coca-Cola that has some real business problems that we need to solve, and really crowdsource and take the best ideas and the best technologies and come up with new solutions for us.
You began this 3 years ago, right?
Yes, it started 3 years ago in Tel Aviv.
Why? I'm just curious why you chose Tel Aviv as your starting point for this, Finn.
Well, when you look at where venture money is invested in the world, half or a little over half of all the venture funds in the world are invested in the Silicon Valley. And when you get to the top six countries or top six cities, that takes up about 8% of the list and of all venture money that's available. So Tel Aviv ranks, depending on what year it is, number five or number six,
wow,
in venture funds being invested in technology. And so we decided to go to one of the cities that make up the 80%, and Tel Aviv was a good starting point.
Wow. Kyle, you had a question. I'm sorry.
I got to say that, every time I'm sitting down sipping a nice cold Coke, the last thing I think about is technology. and I do know with the new Coke machines where you can blend the flavors and stuff like that, did that come out of your investing into these innovative type things?
Well, it certainly came out of our innovation programs at Coke. You're referring to the Freestyle machine. Freestyle machine's been around about 4 years now or so, maybe five. And it came out of some work that we did here in the United States in Atlanta. And it leverages medical microdosing technology in order to produce the beverages. And that's why, because we've shrunk everything, that's why you can have over 150 choices. And it's really, you can mix as many of them together as you want to create your own beverage.
It's absolutely fascinating.
So, Alan, I remember one story, and I got to talk to you after your presentation, along with a few other people, and you were telling us a story about going to Brazil, to Rio de Janeiro, and you saw a bunch of plastic litter on the beaches and came up with an innovative idea to solve that.
Well, this was originated with our group in Brazil. And they took a look at the amount of waste, and happened to be some of our our products that people drink and just throw on the beach, just like they do in many parts of the world, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And they decided, what can we do to address this problem? Because we do believe in sustainability. We have we're very, very large in progressive in recycling. So the group down there contracted with somebody locally, and they created a Coca-Cola bottle that's made out of ice. So you can enjoy the nice cold beverage, and when you're done, you just drop the bottle on the beach or wherever you happen to be, and it just melts away.
No, what? Hold it. The bottle is made out of ice?
Keeps
it cold. The bottle's made out of ice.
I love it. So in a nice tropical country like Brazil, How do you hold the drink long enough to be able to drink it?
Well, that makes you...
I think people enjoy it so much. You know, you tend to drink your Cokes very fast. And the beverage is very fast, especially on a hot, sunny day.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, if you encourage them to drink faster, they'll buy more. That's not a bad idea, is in addition to, you know, not having the litter on the beaches.
Well, it was a wonderful experience for those people that had an opportunity to experience it. It's one of just the many innovations that Coca-Cola has tried around the world with packaging, with delivery of our products and services, and of course the creation of all the different beverages from milk products through water to non-sparkling alcoholic drinks. We have the full portfolio and certainly have try to be as creative as possible in how you can enjoy these things.
Alan Boehm, by the way, is our guest here. He's the Chief Technology Officer and Chief Innovation Officer and Chief Architect at Coca-Cola. And we're talking about the program called The Bridge. By the way, if you go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and you click on this, the show notes for today's program, there's a video there that you can run. It's about 6 minutes long, in which Alan is featured along with some other people, and one of the innovators from Israel is on that screen as well, so you can get a better idea of the whole program that's there. What I found fascinating, too, is that other major corporations are interested in what you're doing, Mercedes-Benz and Turner Broadcasting, I believe.
Yes, about a year ago, Turner Broadcasting approached us, and they said, look, we're seeing what you're doing, and Turner's another company that happens to be based in Atlanta. And they said, we'd love to join you. We'd like to understand this. We'd like to bring some additional innovation to everything that we're doing. And we, as good partners, we reached out to them and had some discussions of let's try it and see what happens. And it was very, very successful last year. We both learned a lot about how to bring innovation to large companies and how to work with startups. That Mercedes-Benz reached out this past year and said, look, we'd like to join too. And
I love it.
That's great. Let's put Mercedes together, which is a great brand in automobiles and other things that Daimler's into, along with Turner, which of course has everything from CNN to Cartoon Channel to others. With yeah. Coca-Cola, and let's put collective minds together and see what happens.
Wow.
Here in Detroit, we have a large corridor of startup people in our downtown area and just across the country as well. How do they get in contact with Coke to let them know that they're interested in exposing what they may have for innovations to you guys?
Well, so in many cases, because you know, innovation can be of many different types and different subjects, sometimes the innovation and some of these new ideas are best suited for the local bottling partners that we have that are based in the community. Some of them are more appropriate for the headquarters in Atlanta, and certainly people can reach out to the Coca-Cola company that way. And if you happen to be in the Atlanta area, or if you happen to have a startup in Atlanta or want to relocate to Atlanta, we have a program in Atlanta that we call the Bridge Community, which is also sponsored by a number of major corporations in Atlanta with the goal of trying to help develop the ecosystem in Atlanta with startups and provide opportunities and training to new entrepreneurs as well.
So there's other ways, too. You have a very unique way of finding the really good startups, and that is through the venture capital community.
Oh yes. We work very closely with the venture capital communities, the incubators, the accelerators, and other investors, angel investors and the like. We spend a lot of time with them. A typical venture capital firm will see about 3,000 deals a year, or potential deals a year, and they'll invest in between, say, three or five of those deals. And so what we do is we partner with the venture funds and the other investors. We let them screen things that they that are of interest to them and of interest to us, and they bring us technology, they bring us new business models, that may be of interest to us someplace in the United States or elsewhere in the world so that we can test and pilot.
Yep.
And if it works out,
Alan,
it's something that we can expand.
Excuse me, could you hang on a second? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to find out about some of the companies that you've worked with. Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. Today we're talking with Alan Boehm, who is the Chief Innovation Officer and Chief Architect of the Coca-Cola Company. And thank you very much again, Alan, for joining us here on the Internet Advisor. It's a delight having you with us. And I'm fascinated with the innovations that you have both come up with and your partners have come up with, like the one in Brazil with a bottle that's made out of ice so that it doesn't leave a footprint at all anywhere. What are some of the other innovations that have popped up around the world as Coke is being sold?
Oh, certainly. So, we have a long history of innovation. Everything from the bottle itself was very innovative. The history on it was that we wanted you to be able to find the bottle in the dark and be able to differentiate a Coke bottle from another bottle. And that's all kinds of stories there. But more recently in Singapore, where the workforce in Singapore in the construction area tends to be a lot of expats, people that come in from other countries. And if you've ever been to Singapore or seen pictures of Singapore, it's a city-state that is just fantastic. It's modern and it's full of skyscrapers.
Well,
so the workers are literally 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 stories up in the air working, building these things. And it's very hot in Singapore and humid. So our local community there, Coca-Cola community, got together and they got together with a lot of the school children. And the school children decided, look, we'd like to be able to deliver thank you notes to the workers. They attached the thank you notes to some Coke bottles. Coca-Cola provided some drones, and we took the drones and took them up in the air tens of stories high and delivered these thank you notes and delivered the Coca-Cola cold Coca-Cola bottles to the workers so they could enjoy something cold and feel a connection to the community at the same time.
Oh, that is absolutely fascinating. That is a wonderful example of a collaboration between your local partners and this massive global organization.
Well, Foster, Coca-Cola has a record of just being very, very good with the community, very helpful in so many different ways, philanthropic in many ways. And when you start to marry that with some technology, like Alan just described, wow, that's pretty cool. And it makes you want to say, well, let's see, I could have a Coke product or I could have some other product.
Yeah.
Let's go support these guys.
And right? When they're deeper into the community too. Cal, you're
But the only problem is things go better with Coke, except keyboards on computers.
That certainly is true. Well, Alan, you have a whole group. By the way, folks, again, if you go to internetadvisor.net, our homepage, you'll find on our show notes a link to a video which will give you about 6 minutes of describing the whole program of what's this called The Bridge. And you'll see the bridge that's made between startups in Israel and the Coca-Cola company. It began 3 years ago. Alan, looking at those companies, I think there's 10 of them, I think, in the video, if I'm not wrong. Can you single out maybe a couple of them to talk about, let's say, some of the innovations in marketing that were built a bridge between those folks and Coca-Cola?
Certainly. So in the marketing area, one that comes to mind is a company called Fusic. And what Fusic does is it allows anybody sitting at home that has a cell phone or being out on the streets with a smartphone, that you can actually take some video, and it almost creates like this green screen effect, if you may. And it allows you to put yourself into a music video or into a theatrical trailer release, anything that the Coca-Cola company has licensed or Fusic has licensed, so you can become part of the show,
my.
If you may, part of the trailer. So you may remember the Hilltop video, which is one of the classic Coca-Cola videos about I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing.
Oh, yeah. In the 60s. It was early 70s. It was great.
And it was also recently the closing act on one of our recent TV shows as well, on last version of a TV show. But what we were able to do is people were able to record themselves, and then they can merge it into this this iconic video.
Oh,
and
I
then
see.
They can share it with their friends. And they can share it. It can be viewed anywhere. It can be shared. It can be put onto Facebook. It can be put on sent through Instagram. But it's a sharing environment. So that's a wonderful marketing program that we did recently.
Oh, right. And that blended in the music as well.
It blended in the music, and you had the option of either singing if you're were so inclined with your voice, or you would just lip sync along as well. You had your choice.
Or if people would allow you to sing along with it.
That's true.
Can you think of another example of one of the startups that you've seen growing with this program called The Bridge?
Yes, so certainly. There's another startup that we had, and it was really more of a technology trial here. Augmented reality has been around for many years, and a lot of companies have not found any useful purpose for it.
Right.
We've seen a lot of promotions. We've seen a lot of marketing programs. But we decided to take this technology and say, could we actually apply it to our business? So if you can imagine, if you're a store owner and Coca-Cola or somebody comes in and says, look, I'd like to set up a display in your store. I'd like to put it on the end of the aisle, wherever it may be. And here's a drawing of what it looks like. And you might look at it and say, well, look, you know, I'd like it moved to the left. I'd like it moved to the right. Can I put it on another aisle? And it would take two or three visits. What we were able to do by applying augmented reality now is either through your smartphone or through a tablet, we can dynamically change this so you can see how your store will be outfitted right then and there at the time that you're having that initial discussion.
Oh my goodness. Make
a decision faster. And the side benefit, which we didn't count on, because one of the breakthroughs in the technology was it was now markerless, meaning you didn't have to set any markers on the floor in order to project these images.
Right.
Was that we were actually dimensionalizing the space so that the returns went down because we had the correct dimensions the first time as well. So we learned something that we didn't expect also along the way.
That is absolutely fascinating. You know, where did the germ for this idea come from? Was this your baby, or was it something that you had seen percolating in the IT world before you began to implement it 3 years ago for Coke?
Well, you know, many corporations have tried to innovate through different methods. I live in the Silicon Valley. I've seen a lot of things that have worked and have not worked. And what we know is that it has to be a win-win for everybody. And I think that's what's unique about the program is that many, many times these programs get put together by corporations or third parties, and there's claims on the IP, there's equity demands, and we bypass all of that. At the end of the day, we're trying to fit into the community. We want the startups to prosper. We want the investors to prosper. We want the corporation and our customers to partner. So by taking a collective cooperative approach, that's what makes this thing so unique and has made it so successful.
And it, Kel?
Is there anything in the future? I mean, because with all things internet and that sort of thing, the freestyle machines, can they be tied into the internet in such a way where, you know, I can go up with my phone, be able to pay for my Coke and be able to get a freestyle situation as opposed to the traditional vending machine that has the bottled product?
Well, today, I mean, the machines dispense product like it's a dispensing machine like you would see in any type of a restaurant or a theater chain. But they already have interfaces on them where you can take your phone up and you might have a favorite drink that you've mixed in the past. You have the ability to take that and by putting your phone up against the screen on the machine to actually pour your customized drink. Or you can share that code, if you may, with all of your friends so that your friends, next time they come to any one of our freestyle machines,
here's Cal's
can walk
Coke.
Up to it and enjoy it.
Oh, great.
That is something else. Yeah, so we could you could get your very own Cal's Coke and then pass on the code to somebody so that when they walk up to the machine, they could get it too.
And there are way, way too many flavors in that machine. You'd end up mixing something that, you know, may end up exploding on the other side of the planet. But you can be very creative with those machines. And that's really good to know that you can actually put your own recipe on your phone and be able to share it with other people.
And what's behind all of this is it is connected to the internet.
And
so we have the information as to what people are mixing. So it's actually giving us the opportunity to see how people's tastes are changing. And then we can create new products and services as well around how people are interacting with the machine. So the internet connectivity really provides us the ability to use data analytics called big data approaches and eventually machine learning and artificial intelligence to find out what is really meant, what would you like so that it can become personalized, so that you have that beverage that's right for you at the time that you want it.
Well, you know, kind of like Apple does where you can write an app and then sell it in the App Store and Apple gets a royalty and you get a royalty. Maybe for these flavors, if I can make up Cal's Coke and, you know, for everybody who buys one, I get a penny or something like that.
keep dreaming, Cal.
But what you've described, Cal, in some ways is what's happening with the young entrepreneur. I say young, but I mean the people who are in the video are young. But the entrepreneurs and the startups in Israel, that was kind of what happened with them, was they were able to take that idea, lock it in the, if you will, the whole environment of Coca-Cola, to the benefit of Coca-Cola and to their own benefit as well, which has been really neat to see. Alan, thank you so much for joining us here. Alan Boehm has been our guest. He's with Coca-Cola, and you can see why he's the chief of innovation there. It's been a delight talking with you. And again, folks, if you want to find out more about this program called The Bridge, and it sounds like other major corporations, global corporations, are finding out about it and throwing their hats in the ring as well, as in Turner Broadcasting and Mercedes-Benz. It's a fascinating way of sharing new technology, new ideas with a major corporation. It's kind of like a big ship that doesn't turn very quickly, but here you've brought them inside and embraced innovation in a really interesting kind of a way. Alan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. And Gary, that's just a fascinating idea. Collision was the name of
Yeah, there's 20,000 people that go to New Orleans, and Collision, this is, I think, the third year that it's been in New Orleans. Now, they do a web summit in Portugal.
Wow.
And that's only 60,000 people that attend that.
And it sounds like the concept is pretty much the same as The Bridge, of getting innovators in touch with both the venture capitalists and the companies.
It was absolutely fun to walk around, and it's to see these young entrepreneurs, and most of them are young. Mm-hmm. They're certainly young at heart, and they have such wonderful ideas that and some of them are quite a ways along, right? Three, 4 years, they've got revenue, they're trying to expand and get noticed by the venture community, and there's a lot of venture capitalists that show up.
Boy, and to be an environment where you can get a hold of Coca-Cola is wonderful, too.
It's a target-rich environment for both, right? I mean, it's a meetup.